ngokutsho kombiko wethulwe inhlanganiso ye-Solidarity Peace Trust kanye le-People Against Suffering, Oppression and Poverty, iphaso lonyaka, kusiyafika u-2009 iSouth Africa ibibopha lokubuyisela emuva izalwane zeZimbabwe ezifika izinkulungwane ezingamakhulu amathathu 300,000 ngomnyaka. Ubunzima kwezombusazwe eZimbabwe kwenza ukuthi eleSouth Africa limise inhlelo zokubuyisela abeZimbabwe emuva ngo-2009 kuze kulunge kwezomnotho lezombusazwe. Ngenyanga kaMfumfu nyakenye, iSouth Africa ibuye yasungula inhlelo zokubopha lokubuyisela abeZimbabwe ababanjwa beselizweni ngokungekho emthethweni. Kusiyaphela u-2011 bese kubuyiselwa emuva abantu abazinkulungwane ezisishiyagalombili 8,000. Kusenjalo inhlanganiso ezilwela amalungelo oluntu zona zisola iSouth Africa ngokwephula umthetho ekuqhubeni inhlelo zokuphindisela abakwamanye amazwe emuva. Inkamba egcina ababanjwe beselizweni ngokungekho emthethweni eMessina yiyo kutholakale ukuthi yephula imithetho kakhulu. Okhokhela izamalungelo abakwamanye amazwe enhlanganisweni ye-Lawyers for Human Rights, unkosikazi Kajal Ramchandran Kioch, uthi bathola ukuthi amapholisa kule nkamba abopha lokuphindisela abeZimbabwe emuva kungela mvumo yesiphathamandla zogatsha lwendaba zasekhaya.
Despite the legal protections afforded to asylum seekers, refugees and other migrants in South Africa, the detention and deportation of foreign nationals continues to be regularly carried out in an unlawful manner.
Kodwa ke umqondisi jikelele ogatsha lwendaba zasekhaya uMnumzana Mkhuseli Plain uthi kukalutshwana ukuthi kuphindiselwe labo abazodinga kuphephela.
That is a possibility, but at the end of the day doesn't mean if now we deport 100 people, all of them, they are deported whereas they've got an asylum seeker report.
Isizalwane seZimbabwe uMnumzana Peter Asiti uthi iningi labazodinga kuphephela yibo ababotshwa kakhulu lokuphindiselwa emuva, njengoba izicelo zabo zokuphephela zisaliwa ngesizathu sokuthi akulambi eZimbabwe.
Ma umuntu uyi asylum seeker from Zimbabwe vele akabanjwe nendlela iyafana nendlela ibanjwa nayo i asylum seeker from Somalia or i asylum seeker from Nigeria.
Kulokho ke uMnumzana Mkhusela Plain uthi i South Africa layo ngeke yanelise ukuthwala zonke inhlupho zeZimbabwe.
We can say there is a situation in Zimbabwe, but I don't think that situation is at a point that we can say that everybody must come to South Africa illegally.
Inhlanganiswe International Organization for Migration isiza izinkulungwane zezalwane zeZimbabwe ngokudla le mali yokugada amabhasi sezisiya emakhaya azo zisuka engcelenweni weBedbridge lapho ezichiwa khona nxa sezixotshiwe kwele South Africa. Isiphathamandla salinhlanganiso uMnumzana Eric Ventura udele South Africa lisebenza gadalala ukulungisa konke ongahambi kahle ehlelweni lokubuyisela abakwamanye amazwe emuva.
In the past, what we were seeing is that it was mass deportation. In some cases, people were deported with an asylum seeker certificate, visa, passport. But at these times, we are seeing that it's fine. We are not seeing these huge numbers. At least in South Africa, they are making an extra effort to make sure that the people who are going to deport, they are truly undocumented or in regular situation in South Africa.
Loba kunjalo ingcitshi kwezomnotho eJohannesburg, uMnumzana Coles Ndlovu, uthuhlelo lokubuyisela izalwane zeZimbabwe emuva yikuchitha imali nje mahlayana njengoba baphinda babuyele kwele South Africa.
Udeport umuntu namhle kusena abantu abayi 50 kusasa babuyile, next week uyaba deporter futhi vike ezayo babuyile akusebenzi.
Kodwa uMnumzana Plain uthi uhulumende usebenza gadalala ukwandisa amasotsha emngceleni weZimbabwe le South Africa ukuze kungabi khona abangena kungekho emthethweni.
We are already back in the borderline. Government has got the defense back into the borderline so that there are no people who will be able to cross illegally in the borderline.
Loba kunjalo abenhlanganiso ye Solidarity Peace Trust kanye le PASOP bathi sekuyisikhathi ukuthi uhulumende weSouth Africa aqakathekise inhlelo zokupha abakwamanye amazwe imvumo yokuba selizweni ngokusemthethweni, hatshi ukuchitha isikhathi ezama ukubabuyisela emuva. Ngimele Studio 7 eJohannesburg kwele South Africa, ngingu Benedict Nhlapo.